ANZ Voices welcomes you to the Business of Bluntstock podcast with Tim Rowe and Charmaine Bukovec.
Justin, it's been a little bit between drinks for me in terms of hosting the podcast, but we have a very special episode today, and it is something that we spoke about earlier in the year just after Magic Million. So it's only fitting that we do this podcast ahead of the 2024 Magic Million sale.
Absolutely, Charmaine. Brody, welcome to the podcast. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do in the industry?
Hi, yes. I'm a sports medicine and rehabilitation resident at the University of Queensland. So currently I'm finishing off this research that we're about to discuss along with my specialty training within that area.
Now, Brody, I met you quite some time ago when you were based in Victoria down at Avenel Equine. You have worked across many different sectors of this industry. Can you tell our listeners a bit about your experience?
Yeah, so I've always been involved with horses growing up, mainly in the cow horse sports of camp draft and cutting. But I started my veterinary career at Ballarat Equine, just there doing a surgical internship. And then a little bit of track work there at the race course. I then signed on with the Skåne Equine Group, and I started at Avenel not long after they purchased it. So that gave me the experience of being able to work with some thoroughbred breeders and also maintain some of my track work and lameness work prior to signing on with the University of Queensland to undertake this research and further specialise.
And you did do some work, you touched on track work there, but you did do a stint with Racing Victoria as a race day veterinarian?
Yeah, so I just did a little bit of regulatory race work with the sampling and that, but it was mainly with, as a part during my internship, with sampling winners pre or post race.
Well, you have a very specialist skill set. We've touched on your work experience, but tell us about the skill set that you bring to the table.
So my skill set, I'm currently finishing and undertaking advanced training in sports medicine, so which is just maintaining, looking at these horses and trying to maintain them, maintain their soundness in work, but also get to the bottom of any sort of performance limiting issue, being it from an airway, upper airway dysfunction or lameness, which is most common thing that I will deal with. And also conduct this research. So that's really the skill set that I look at. But I've also done a lot of sort of sale work and pre-purchase work with in regards to the thoroughbreds and the quarter horse camp draft horses.
In terms of your work in the industry, are you working with key participants on a daily basis, or is this sort of you do projects as your main job, or you're working with our main industry participants?
So what I mainly work with is just referral lamenesses and poor performance. So trainers will have their regular track vet, and then if they require more advanced diagnostic imaging or more extensive lameness workup, they get referred to the University of Queensland, as that's where I come in to work with them.
Now, the study that we are going to talk about today, or the research, I guess this comes up every time around sales, is obviously radiographs. But there has been some new research, which we touched on with Professor Ben Ahern earlier this year, into the impact of radiographic lesions to obviously help the thoroughbred industry. So can you tell us a little bit about this project, Brody?
So this project started about just trying to provide some objective data on what some of these radiographic changes mean for long-term performance. To do that, we looked at all thoroughbred yearlings sold between 2014 and 2018. So we took their radiographic reports generated for sale, and then we collated their racing data for 4 years after they've raced. And then we looked at trying to determine if there's a correlation between certain changes in certain joints and their racing performance. So that's what we've set about to do.
And in terms of the actual outcome of this research, what would you say that's been?
So we've highlighted a number of radiographic changes, which, you know, going by joint, can have an impact, whether it's minor or a major impact on performance. But also we've seen some radiographic changes which we thought might limit performance actually not have as a greater effect on racing performance. Like, so if a chip fragment come from the back of the fetlock joint in the hind fetlocks, which we call a plantar P1 fragment, didn't seem to affect their performance as much as if that fragment occurred in the front of the joint. That would limit their ability to start in a race or place in a race. So whether that's that they need time out or a little bit more medication or have that fragment surgically removed in training, but we saw that there was a dip in performance with regards to where certain fragments were.
And Brody, I guess, why is it important to do this project?
It's important to do this project in regards to that it provides veterinarians, owners or breeders a little bit more confidence in what some of these changes mean. That, you know, if you buy a horse with, say, low-grade arthritic changes in the knee or something, what level of performance on average does a horse with that have versus a horse free of radiographic changes? It allows us then to, we can be more proactive about managing that horse coming into training, but also gives us a broad overview from a breeder's standpoint of how common certain radiographic changes are in a population. This is a wide survey of all sales that we know that, you know, if you have a radiographic change in the pastern, looking at a general population, might only occur in 3% of the population. So if you're getting a little bit more of that, it might indicate that, you know, something that might need to be managed there.
And so obviously I know this project has only really just been completed in the last little bit, but tell us, and I believe you're going to be publishing it in different, or like trying to communicate it with AgriFutures to as much of the industry as possible. But I guess tell us what the outcomes of this project are that I guess relate to the sales period that's coming up, and then we'll talk about the track a bit later.
So the outcomes of this project in regards to sale is it provides an overview of the radiographic changes which occur in each joint and what effect that some of those may have on racing performance. So if you take the foot, we've seen that yearlings with what we call pedal osteitis, which can be a chronic change of low-grade inflammation in the foot, affected yearlings' ability to start, win and place in a race, whereas yearlings with, say, negative angles were less likely to win races in comparison to those free of it. So at a sale, it allows us to scrutinize certain changes a little bit more, but then that allows us to be more proactive about correcting, say, an angle like that. We saw that the most common radiographic change occurring in, say, the fetlock was sesamoiditis, which from when this research was last performed, had a lot more significant effect on performance. But now we've seen that with the advancing of knowledge, like from research like this, that it can have not as much of an effect on performance because we've become, as an industry, better able to understand it and manage it. So the research that we've done mainly aims to help educate the industry on how common these changes occur and what sort of average effect it'll have on performance.
I guess we've seen, just touching on better managing, and I'll touch on that corrective side, I guess we've seen, you know, where someone's had a horse, it's passed in due to x-rays, and it's come out and been a superstar on the track. You touched on better management of, I guess, those lesions. It sounds like we're getting better as an industry in understanding things like that, and that we can manage it and it's not the end of the world, so to speak.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this is just looking at the average of a horse of, you know, if we've got a radiographic change here, what the average horse with that change would do. Unfortunately, there's always going to be a number of aspects in a pre-purchase exam, like we've got our airways and conformational changes, but there's always going to be something that's going to be a superstar regardless of what its radiographs mean, and that's the challenging thing to find. But we're certainly, with regards to sports medicine, becoming a lot better at knowing when to alter training programs. We've got more drugs or regenerative medicine available to us that we can look at intervening earlier or altering a training program just to allow these horses to remain in work longer and intervene before they're a clinical problem.
And talking about that training process, can that happen at the stages of their weanling education, or is this something when they're actually in work and in the stable?
So the training programs would be more that if we had, say, a radiographic change of, say, the sesamoiditis, or we've got some degree of low-grade OCD, that training program that I'm referring to would be delaying their like break them in and then delay them and allow them to mature that little bit more, but still exercising them but not pushing them as hard, allow that bone to just adapt. Because with training programs, we still want to be adapting, allowing these yearlings' bones to adapt to that athletic performance, because that can lead to, if we don't stress the bone early, can lead to problems later on in life. So it's just, once again, looking at the x-rays and looking at the yearling, taking the whole clinical picture into account before really stepping it up.
I guess we've seen, Kira Maher's stable's a perfect example of it. You've got Katrina there, and they're looking a lot more at, obviously, data and bits and pieces and things like that and exercise programs. But do you think in the future, looking maybe more at sports medicine, this will become more a prominent place, obviously, when our yearlings or horses go to a stable, that a lot more stables might start to consider altering programs and working with someone like yourself to do that?
With regards to sports medicine, as always, I like to, with where I practice, have a multimodal approach. So I work closely with physiotherapists and nutritionists just to get the best out of horses, and I would always promote that as a way to training. And with regards to like the data that Kieran Maher and that would be producing, like we've got so much more ability now to monitor heart rates and monitor airways. So it's really standing on an exciting time with regards to technology, and we're now getting the access in Australia with standing CT. So now we're getting even a better understanding of what some of these bone changes actually mean, because unfortunately some radiographic changes don't become evident until we've lost 60% of the bone mass. So that's another challenge that we might in 10, 15 years be looking back and saying, how did we ever make these calls? Just even with the, and that's why we've taken this research now, because the quality of x-rays has increased. We can see more detail. We can see through the bones better. And we've got better at taking x-rays as an industry, because a few years ago that, there was a high incidence of, just because everyone was getting used to the protocols and the different machines, that we couldn't highlight the quality of some of these bone structures as well as we do now.
Just touching on those two questions I have from that, but I'll give you one at a time. We touched on a little bit earlier around corrective or early intervention and correction. Does this research study highlight anything that could be done differently by the industry, or is that maybe a separate piece of work?
That'd probably be a separate piece of work. Like, we know that potentially constantly exercising a horse in one direction, say on a walker, can lead to some degree of structural changes. But we also know that from other research conducted in other sections, that it's always good to maintain yearlings and foals out in a paddock so that they can develop their bone structure and their tendons, because our tendons need to adapt to stress as well. So there's a lot more work out there to be done. This is just one of the first little snapshots that we've been able to do.
No doubt. I think it's one of those things. There's so many different variables, and I know I've been sat at a few conversations just talking about those variables and what it looks like, but it's a very interesting study. My second question, I guess, there is, we've all been, I guess, in places where, you know, you're at a sale and someone is obviously reading x-rays, or you're selling a horse and the breeder or the vendor is told so-and-so read the x-rays in this manner and this person has passed them or failed them or whatever it might be. Does this project talk a little bit about the differences in the way that x-rays are read and any suggestions there?
So we did, before conducting this study, we gave three veterinarians a data set of x-rays to read, just because we were looking at that. And we saw that as an industry, these three veterinarians were able to agree very well on if there is a lesion there or if there's not a lesion there. So there was a high correlation that as an industry, we are good at identifying lesions. But also we put a grading scale on them and they did tend to agree. Now, these are three very highly experienced veterinarians, but areas that people may disagree on are these, and this is where our research will come in, is these uncommon radiographic changes that we don't see, that like when we look at this study being one of the largest data sets, that even let's say you take a subchondral bone lucency, which some people may refer to as a cyst, and that being in the pedal bone, we looked at 8,000 of them and we only saw 9. So there's always going to be a change like that that's going to be highly debated. And the point of this research is to provide data on what those, say, 9 with that actually did. Because without research and data, a veterinarian will tend to draw on their clinical experience with that change. And sort of highlighted in this, that a change becomes so uncommon that we're going to naturally want to tend to, because of the uncertainty, grade it a little bit higher. But this research and being able to be across so many horses is it'll provide a good average for veterinarians to draw upon and hopefully as an industry bring in or take an advantage of such a big number that we can provide more confidence in what these changes mean for long-term performance.
When you're talking about those uncommon lesions as well, what exactly would you call uncommon when looking at them?
So an uncommon one would be something like that would occur 9 times out of 8,000. An uncommon one would be that, you know, you may go your entire life and not see too many, but you'll read about them in the textbooks. And that can be like bone cysts, which can occur in a number of different variations and locations. We know that we commonly see these lucencies in the stifle. So we are fairly well, you know, fairly good at looking at those and placing prognosis on them because they occur. It was one of the most common changes that we saw in the stifle. As an industry, we know what to do and how to manage those, but it's when they occur in, say, the fetlock or the pastern or the foot, there's not a lot of science out there behind what they actually mean for performance. So that's what I would say are the uncommon ones, when they occur in joints that we're not used to seeing them in.
And I guess, Brody, the main question, or one of, is, I guess, what does this mean for the buyers and breeders who are about to buy horses coming into the sales season next year? I guess what's maybe 3 key takeaways?
3 key takeaways as well. One, it's always good to, you know, I would always stress that we look at the radiograph and look at the horse to make a whole clinical picture. But with this radiographic study, the other key takeaway is that for breeders, it just shows a snapshot of how common these changes are so that we're able to benchmark of if we have more or less than what we would say is the, you know, an industry standard. And then for purchasers, that it provides objective data on if I buy a yearling with this, they may potentially have X amount of starts versus yearlings with no radiographic changes. So their yearlings with no radiographic changes are our control group to compare these changes against. So it also provides a snapshot of the average yearling as well.
And I guess I did listen to another podcast that you had done speaking on this topic, but who else was assisting with this project?
So with this project was my supervisor and one of my mentors was Dr. Ben Ahern, who you've had on earlier in the year. We also had Angus Adkins from the Scone Equine Group, Chris O'Sutherland from Randwick Equine, and Dr. Steve Hance and Chris Lawler, who are private independent sales veterinarians, have all provided great clinical insight and directions on how we should shape some of these or look at delving into some of these changes.
There's some very well-respected names, obviously, in that panel and that lineup to obviously delve into such an important topic for our industry. Finally, we kind of touched a bit on the performance on the track, but is there anything else, I guess, that you want to talk about there, or anything that we haven't covered? We've obviously got a short amount of time.
Not particularly. Like, it is a huge data set. So, like, I've got a large amount of lead. Like, I could speak for hours on some of these radiographic changes. And I guess regards to go and present these into the journals, we'll look at publishing them joint by joint, just because it would almost be a textbook to be able to publish them.
Just one last one from me here, Brody. If I'm a prospective owner at the Magic Million sale looking to buy into a horse and I've just listened to this podcast, where is the best place to actually read about this research and go a little bit more in depth if wanting to know about these lesions?
So the AgriFutures is about to put out a snapshot of this, our research, which will be which lesions were more likely to affect performance, but also which radiographic changes had little to no effect on performance, or what changes will have little effect with early intervention, whether that's joint medications or surgery. So AgriFutures will be releasing that, I believe, on their website and with some promotion and media, just that snapshot. Or if they want to dwell deeper into some of the science and looking into more of these radiographs and looking at the overall performance, the AgriFutures will publish a full document on everything that we've done on their website as well. But I believe that they're looking to be able to hand out snapshots of our research and key points.
And we have touched on AgriFutures a little bit earlier, but they are an amazing body for our industry, which is funded by the industry. So I always touch on this, but it's $10 from every mare return and $10 from every stay in return, and matched by the federal government. So it's an amazing body to have to be able to conduct this research, because I think over the last few years we've seen some great research papers put out, and it's helping change and shape our industry, which is fantastic. So a massive thank you to AgriFutures as well.
Yes, I couldn't be more thankful for them. They're being able to provide funding for these projects, and I think they're also providing funding for one which is currently ongoing.
No, they are a godsend. Brody, thank you so much for your time. It is greatly appreciated. I've really enjoyed chatting about these, the radiographic lesions and the study. It's fantastic work that you and Professor Ben Ahern are doing. So thank you so much for your time today, and we wish you all the best ahead of Magic Millions.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.